Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Redmen TV, and this is your player rating show. My name's Dan Club. I'm joined by three Boss Club legends inside our kitchen studio at the Redmen TV. We're here to talk about Southampton 4, Liverpool 4, and just how the Reds got on. And that was probably a fair result. I never thought I'd say that about a 4-4, but there we go. So I'm going to start with you. Kevin Kelleher comes in for this one in place of Alisson Becker. Nice, easy start. We've already said earlier on in the fan cam, there wasn't his finest hour. So number-wise, what were we giving him?
It wasn't. It was... he didn't have a huge amount to do apart from pick the ball out of his net. But he should have had more to do than pick the ball out of his net. It's going to be a five. It's a bad performance. At least two of those goals should have been saved and Ali would have saved them. Yeah. I can't give him more than that. And again, we looked shaky because of the lack of authority in Kelleher's play. So, definitely a five.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I'd love to be able to because I really like Kevin Kelleher. I think he's a boss goalie, but today he just wasn't at it. Whether it's some rustiness because he hasn't played a lot of football, he hasn't played any lot of sort of actual first team football anyway. But yeah, you're right. He was miles off. A couple of really weak attempted saves. Come to you. Right back, in inverted commas, kind of right back. Trent Alexander-Arnold, what are we saying?
Ooh, that's a tough one because you were saying like he's an innovator right back. He was going too much up front at the time, so I'm going to say six or seven.
I'm going to
go seven.
I don't think he ran the game seven. Yeah, I don't think he ran the game like he has been doing in recent weeks. Like we've all been joking, it's been the Trent show a lot of the time. I don't think he was quite at those sort of levels. I thought he was good against. They played a lovely sort of slide rule pass for the Firmino goal that gets us on the front foot. That's the sort of thing we expect from him in that position now, and it's still high quality. Maybe we shouldn't take it for granted. But yeah, he wasn't quite. Yeah, that defensive now has come into play as well to kind of help us out in midfield at times, but we were a little bit too open in there still. So fair enough. And I think this is an interesting one now, Steve, because we come to the centre backs and we've already spoken about how we were surprised by the way they lined up. So I'll give you Joe Gomez to begin with. What did you make of him today?
Physically fine, as I said before. Like the challenges that he attempted, it was nice to see that athleticism there. His physical attributes seem to have recovered, but where he left me wanting more was his taking charge of situations. His decision making as a whole seemed to be off. He'd show the defender one side and the defender just go, fine, I'm just going to go the other way. And he had no way to deal with it. He felt exposed in the middle of the park, and I think whether that's a management decision, I feel like they did him a disservice by putting him in the middle. Maybe it was to see if he could cover for Van Dijk to influence maybe recruitment in the summer. Yeah. But I feel like he would have had much of a better time where he's much more familiar. Mm. So there are less new decisions to make, if that makes sense. So I give him a no higher than a six, to be honest.
No, I think that's fair. I was thinking a six myself. It does feel like an odd decision. I spoke this week, actually, on the deep dive on Redmen Plus. You can check it out, about Joe Gomez sort of covering for Konate. Because just naturally, with all his traits and his attributes, he feels like the better fit for that. Having played right back, he's quick, he's powerful. On his best day, they're all the good things he does well. He doesn't have many good days, unfortunately, anymore. And today wasn't one either. But like you say, it feels like he was sort of out of position in many senses, which seems strange. I'll do Matip just quickly. Not his finest game of football for Liverpool Football Club either. I think too often we were getting too exposed. The midfield wasn't helping out in terms of that either. I think it is Gomez for the, is it a Sulemana goal to make it 3-2. Kind of nobody goes and engages. Him and Matic could both get out quicker and make something happen because he travels for like 20, 30 yards with it and then finally finishes on the edge of the box. And that shouldn't be allowed, essentially, I'm thinking, I want to say, because Matic or Gomez need to go and deal with that. So I'll probably give Matic a 6 as well. I feel like him and Gomez were kind of below par today. And both of them didn't do their sort of stock any favours ahead of next season and ahead of the summer, because we spoke earlier on in the match build-up show about how both of these defenders can sort of stake a claim for their role next year. I'm not sure either of them did it, but I will say Gomez is probably in the wrong position to do so. Anyway, Kostas Tsimikas. We touched upon it before. He is not the man. If we thought Andy Robertson's doing an okay job of filling in as a left-sided centre-back, Kostas Tsimikas is not that, is he?
No, that question is very much firmly answered now. He's not the man for that position. I mean, if we have a plan B that includes a flat back four next season, fine. Yeah. I'm fine with him being that guy, but he is not part of a back three. And he, because of that, he didn't have a great game today. Again, maybe he's been done a bit of a disservice by the coaching staff, because that's not his position, and he didn't look comfortable there. And I imagine that bleeds into his teammates around him and makes everyone else a little uncomfortable. Again, 5.5, because he didn't make any glaring errors.
No.
But again, he didn't look like he knew. He's not comfortable. He wasn't happy there, and there's a reason he got hooked. Even if those four subs didn't seem pre-programmed, he'd still have come off when he did.
Yeah.
Because he didn't look comfortable there, and he didn't have another 30 minutes of playing there in him.
No,
it wasn't fair, maybe, but yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely spot on, to be honest with you. Like I say, completely out of sorts, completely. Anything that he does do well in terms of his influence on a game, he can't have it from that role. It's just not happening for him. He's not the greatest one-on-one defender you've ever seen. His reading of the play isn't perfect either. His set pieces are probably his strongest asset in many senses. So yeah, not for me, him playing there. And that kind of strengthens the case to go and buy one, potentially, in the summer as well. Fabinho, then. I feel like Fabinho's come back into four max in recent weeks, and today wasn't off it either for me. I thought it was a decent performance. Too often again we were left exposed because the midfield was too wide open. He's obviously culpable for a lot of that, but what did you make of his performance today?
Well, there were so many chances that Fabinho could have at least stopped them goals. If he did, because we were saying that he wasn't on a yellow card, he could have at least done a professional foul. I'm gonna give him I'll give him a 4.
Oh, hello. Hello, now we've started. I mean, I'm happy to take you to the room. Like, what do we think of that?
I put three fingers up then, but I actually meant for the third goal. He should have put a professional foul, and I didn't say, saying a number three. No, sorry, no. He wasn't great.
Four harsh?
Four's harsh.
Okay. You weren't just giving him ears number three. That wasn't what you were doing.
Not at all, no.
He was the number three, by the way.
Four's harsh. But I still wouldn't give him more than a 5 necessarily. There's a couple of things where he definitely could have cut out goals. He definitely could have done. He should have just been doing Fabinho things, throwing in a tackle, taking a yellow card.
Is there a little bit of professional pride lost in that then? Because we've all said from the minute we opened our eyes this morning, essentially, it's a dead rubber today. Who really cares? Most of our attention was on the Ev, essentially, in here. And even on the watch-along, we could hear them commentating on Dominic Solanke more than we could our game. So is there a little bit of that in Fabinho's performance today? Because you are right, maybe a couple of times he could bring his man down. But he's thinking, well, why? You know what I mean? I'll get booked. I might get sent off. Whatever. If he ends up getting sent off today and he's suspended for the first 3 games or 1 game, whatever it is of next season, we've all sort of ruined that further down the line. Is that fair to say?
I feel like it's really, really harsh ratings, to be honest with you. I feel like the best you can say, especially about how Fabinho's form's been for this season, he didn't stand out for good or bad.
No.
He stood out for bad a lot, by the way. That's what I mean. Yeah. To say that he was just unnoticeable, he just did what he had to do and didn't stand out for good or bad, I think is the best you can say about him at the minute. And so I feel like a 5.5 going on a 6 would be generous, but I feel like he's earned it.
Okay, sound. Anyway.
This is my first
No, 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 it's fine. This is what we're here for. This is what we're here for. First and last. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. James Milner. We spoke a little bit about him on the fan cam. Do go and check that out. We obviously gave a little send-off for him and, of course, Bobby. But now we're going to talk about James Milner's actual performance. I think you sort of spoke about his performance more than his career, so I'll come back to you, Steve, on this. James Milner's performance today, very James Milner, would you say?
Yeah, he did what he needed to do. He filled in with he put the team first, as he has so many times. He had a season at left back, didn't he? He come to be a centre midfielder instead of getting dumped out on the wing, and he's done whatever we've needed him to. He's put himself like second behind the club's needs, and that was no different today. Yeah. He come in, captain in the side, led by example all over the pitch. Mm-hmm. Again, like, it's unbelievable that he's, what, 37 and still not standing out as a glaring weakness in a Premier League side that is challenging for top four and major honours and stuff like that. And then we ask him to go and do a job at left back at 37. He's like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. So, what a performance to sign off on. And I'd give him a 6.5 going on 7.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's very indicative of his career overall, I would say, James Milner. One man who, young lad, I should say, on this one, Curtis Jones, who's been brilliant, I think it's fair to say, in recent weeks, but his last two performances, he hasn't really stood out. I think this falls into that latter category. What did you make of him today?
Yeah, again, he looks like he's played a lot of football. It looks like they're winding him down for the end of the season and putting him on his holidays. Again, it wasn't a standout performance, but I can't remember. There's no errors that stick in my mind where you go, oh, that's a problem. Mm. His substitution looked pre-programmed. It looked like that was it. That was as long as he was going to play. Mm. Solid 6.
Yeah.
No up, no down. He was exactly where he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. And it, for me, just on this performance sort of overall, before I'll do another rating, it's interesting how this system continues to suit certain players more than it does others. Now, there's no doubt about it. Liverpool have not mastered this system yet, far from it. We're still far too exposed at times. We shouldn't be allowing teams like Southampton to A, score 4 goals, or even look like scoring 4 goals. Whatever you think of Kelleher and his shot stopping today, which was non-existent at times, I think it's fair to say, we shouldn't be allowing them to be in on us so often, and that's what we need to fix over the summer. And I think it is exposing the likes of Tsimikas, for instance. It's exposing the likes of Joe Gomez, centrally, etc. But what we are getting from Curtis Jones is a very solid performance week in, week out, and we weren't getting that previously. And today, for me, doesn't stand out like he has been doing in recent weeks, but it was fine again. And you can almost, we always used to call Gino Wijnaldum the ghost, didn't we, in a jokey sense. He was absolutely superb for us. If we can get more performance like that out of Curtis Jones moving forwards, I think we'll all be pretty happy. Anyway, Mohamed Salah, I'll do Salah. Sounds not at his best. You can see how desperate he was for that 20th Premier League goal of the season. That would have been 5 seasons on the spin to have done that. That would have been exceptional. Gutted for him that he doesn't. Obviously, in light of the tweet he did earlier this week, he's still desperate. He's still so hungry for Liverpool to succeed, and of course succeed on a personal level as well. gets unlucky, one brilliant save, I think, from McCarthy, actually, says Naeem. So, decent performance, gets an assist, another sort of one for his tally this season, absolutely exceptional. Wasn't quite his day in front of the goal, I think it's fair to say. Always a threat, still offering that attacking sort of impetus that we need sometimes. Still the man to give the ball to more often than not as well. I'd give him a 7 today, Mohamed Salah. But I will come to you next for... I will go for... they got Bobby and Diogo Jota. I'm going to give you Diogo Jota. Let's redeem you from Fabinho a minute ago. Let's talk about somebody who got a brace. Diogo Jota. We've already spoke about him earlier on, touched upon him. Clinical in front of goal, good performance.
Yeah, I'm actually glad you've done Salah because I'd never want to say anything bad about Salah.
Good.
Hence
that. Clearly, yeah.
Never want to say anything. But Jota, really good. Really, really good. Them two, he did score two, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I can't remember. I don't remember. But yeah, he done really well.
One was a bit easy, but yeah.
Oh yeah, one was very easy. So... on that, I'm going to say 7 or 8. Yeah, I'm going to go 8.
Yeah, it has to be an 8. You're getting lucky. You've got Bobby Firmino now as well. Two goodbye lads. Yeah, go on then, Bobby. What were you saying?
The most Bobby goal that we've ever seen. It was vintage Bobby, wasn't it? Yeah, sat two players on their arse, made it look easy and tapped it through the keeper's legs. Thank you very much. Yeah, he did well. So at times, I feel like he gave the ball away too easily in terms of like simple passes that he got wrong. He was just being dispossessed. But I think their first goal or their second came as a result of Bobby just giving the ball away carelessly when we were on a counter-attack. I feel like that issue wasn't there with Gakpo. As soon as Gakpo, I felt a lot more comfortable seeing Gakpo on the ball because of his strength as well as physical strength. His ball retention's a lot better, which I'm not used to saying about Bobby Firmino, really, that he's not a safe pair of hands on a ball. But I don't think that'll tarnish anything about what he's done at the club or anything like that. But today, took his goal well. I don't think it was an amazing performance, but it was an amazing goal, and that's all that matters in games of football, really, isn't it? As a striker, if you put the ball in the back of the net. And the forwards did what they were supposed to today, so I'll give Bobby an 8.
Yeah, it's interesting that, because Bobby, for me, is sort of... he's gone in a strange way in terms of his ability and the direction of his career, because we sort of used to herald him for his ability to keep hold of the ball and make us play and retain the ball. And he still does that, of course he does. But it's interesting how the years have gone by that he's become more and more clinical in front of the goal, and he's actually started losing the ball more often. Like today was kind of another one of those performances. But him and James Milner, whoever snaps up those two for free or whichever way they go, are going to get themselves still a very high quality footballer, and they're going to be very lucky to have both of them. Going to sort of race through the subs now, and you mentioned him there, Cody Gakpo, my current favourite Liverpool player. No surprise that when he comes on, we manage to get the ball better and we actually improve as a side and we look more cohesive. It just looks more like a Liverpool we've become familiar with, because Cody Gakpo, for me, is it. Obviously gets himself a goal. He might be the answer to all our problems.
He very well could be. We looked like the team for the 7 or 8 games before Aston Villa once he came on. We looked like we were dangerous. We looked like we weren't losing the ball as much. We put all that pressure on Southampton again as soon as those changes were made. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was down to Cody Gakpo.
Yeah.
Because he's just a level above in what he does. He's Bobby of 5 years ago with a little bit more of a goal threat.
Yeah.
And he's bigger and he's stronger and he's faster.
Yeah.
He's everything we want in this new iteration of Klopp's team. So I'd give Gakpo an 8 as well.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely...
short performance, but definitely an 8.
No, 100%, I agree. And if you can have that sort of an impact on a football match, especially when you're trailing by 2 goals, if you can come on and turn it round on its head like he managed to do, with help of some others, don't get me wrong, you have to sort of rate that higher. Like, if he starts the game and has that display, you might be more like a 7. If you can come on into a match like that and change it in the way he does, that's an 8 all day long for me. And I just think he's superb. And I completely agree with your point on him being Bobby 2.0, except bigger, quicker, stronger, etc. And it's very exciting. And I've said it a million times on numerous shows. Walks into a side on its arse, essentially, in January, and he's boss straight away. Just imagine him with a pre-season, better players around him, learning the system, etc. Yes, Chris, I quite agree. He's fucking boss. Anyway, less of that. Harvey Elliott.
You might have seen me in the
room. Oh, my eyes. One or the other. My eyes. Harvey Elliott. Again, you know what? I haven't seen a lot of Harvey Elliott recently, which is interesting in itself because obviously he was the only player for a long part of the season to play every single game. Yeah. And all of a sudden he gets taken out of the limelight. Whether sort of managing his minutes and managing his development, that feels like something we might be doing. Might also be to do with the system. He might not quite suit or learn this system as quick as some of the others have. What did you make of him today? I thought not quite the same level as Gakpo, but he had an impact on this match.
He did, yeah, and he never stops running, Harvey Elliott. He always has an eye for goal, trying his hardest. I don't really know why Klopp stopped playing him and starting him all the time. Did he think, well, I've got another player who is a little bit better, i.e. Jones? I think that was a bit of a bad decision to take him out of the limelight. Okay. So, with him coming on today and trying to make an impact, I'm going to go with a solid 7.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you know, I tend to agree with that, actually. And he was one, actually desperate for a goal today. I mentioned Salah being desperate to score. Harvey Elliott was trying his luck from all sorts of ranges as well. I'll give you the final two to finish and to wrap us up then, mate. Jordan Henderson comes on and Luis Diaz comes on. What did you make of those two, buddy?
So, firstly, Hendo, I think that became clear from that performance, especially that he gave the ball right to their player to score that goal. I think he became clear that he's ready for the role that Milner had, that Milner's vacating right now, that sort of rotation in, kind of more selfless role of filling in where and when needed, because he's paid God knows how many dues to the club. He owes the club absolutely nothing. Yeah. But I don't think he's ready for that starting 40 games a season role anymore. I think we need to recruit in the summer to get someone who can do what Hendo did for us maybe five years ago. Yeah. And yeah, just look knackered, I think, at times. Even though he only come on late on in the game, I think it showed that the season was apparent on his legs. Yeah. It wasn't his finest display from the captain, so I'm going to give him a 6.
Okay. He had that good volley which nearly went in. That was a good effort, like, but outside of that, I'm not arguing with you. I think you're spot on. I'm just saying he did have that decent strike.
I had one eye on the F when that was.
It did actually happen, yeah. And just finally, mate, Louis Diaz, just to wrap up. Not loads to write home about on this one.
Not really, no, but again, still working his way back. That's another load of minutes in his legs. Hopefully, some promising signs. Again, not quite the end product we want from him or we paid money for to get from him. Mm-hmm. Still looks very dangerous in and around the box, always trying, always willing to make things happen and stuff like that. But again, we've got to look towards the new season, bearing in mind the injury that he's had, the time he was out for. We can't expect instant returns on a man coming back after such a long layoff. So promising. Excited to see more of him. Hopefully we see a bit more outcome from him in terms of goals and assists. Yeah. But I'd give him a 7, 6.5, 7.
I mean, that's it with Diaz. I think we all got a little bit excited, including myself, when he first come back and he was playing so regularly and so many minutes so regularly, because I thought, we're going to see something from Diaz between now and in the season. But in hindsight, I probably should have tempered my expectations a little bit more and just be glad to see him playing football again and sort of just allow him to play and then have a pre-season and then go again with Diaz next season. And just on Henderson as well, quickly, I've said for weeks now, he needs to be going into the Milner role, and that's not really a negative thing. But when you're asking someone like Jordan Henderson, and Fabinho I put into this category as well, I said it earlier on, to play week in, week out, you're going to see a decline in their performances because you just can't expect them just to go and go and go. But if we recruit smartly, like we hope that we do, seeing Henderson and Fabinho less and play less 90 minutes, we'll get better out of them and we'll see better performances and everything will just be sound.
He's going to be more of a squad player.
Well, exactly, yeah, but we need that. We need just that. Not even, listen, Henderson can still start football matches as can Fabinho, but say we've won a game, you can take him off for half an hour to go. You've got that luxury if you've got lads to come on. Bečetić, you know, McAllister, hopefully, who knows. Curtis Jones, for instance, into that rotation. But the fact is that for too long this season and before it, in a many senses, it's just been like, oh, Fabinho, go again. Henderson, go again. Fabinho, and it's just took its toll, and we're seeing it now. We're seeing the performances now. Anyway, that's all for this episode of player ratings. Thank you very much for joining me, gentlemen. It's been an absolute pleasure listening. Fabinho 4. Wow. Anyway, make sure you check out Red Men Plus. Myself and Chris will be over there a little bit later doing the instant match reaction for you. Make sure you head down and listen to that. And also, I've got to tell you that over on redmenmerch.com, we're doing 20% off all weekend on stuff like this. That discount is applied automatically. So get over there now and get yourself something. Boss, that discount runs until midnight Bank Holiday Monday, which is tomorrow. As time of recording, you know what I mean. You know what, you're working out. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you all again soon. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.